The Brave Little Knight and the Fire Dragon. In the heart of the Enchanted Valley, where the trees whispered secrets and fluttered through the air, there lived a dragon of the fieriest kind. With scales like molten gold and eyes that glowed like embers, the fire dragon was a magnificent sight to behold. Yet, the villagers were afraid, for its breath was a fierce inferno that could light the night sky. One day, a brave little knight named Sir Theodore decided that he would visit the dragon and ask why it breathed fire upon the land. Armed with only his courage and a shield, he embarked on his quest. Clinking, he braved his way through the whispers of the trees giving him messages of good fortune. When Sir Theodore finally met the dragon, he was met not with a roar, but a gentle plume of smoke. "O great dragon," he called, "why do you scorch our fields with your fiery breath?" Surprised that the knight hadn't come to battle, the dragon let out a soft not to frighten, but to speak in the only way it knew how. With puffs of smoke and swirling embers, it drew pictures in the sky, showing fields of corn and villagers rejoicing. Sir Theodore watched in amazement as the fire dragon explained that its fiery breath wasn't meant to harm, but to clear the old crops and make way for new life. It was nature's fiery caretaker, helping the land to renew and flourish. With new understanding, Sir Theodore returned to his village. He shared the dragon's message. And from that day on, the villagers worked alongside the fire dragon. Together, they learned to harness the dragon's flames to enrich the soil and harvest the most bountiful crops they'd ever seen. In the nights that followed, the villagers celebrated with songs and no longer fearing the fire dragon. Instead, they embraced their fiery friend, grateful for the warmth and renewal it brought to their lives. And Sir Theodore? Well, he became the most respected knight, not for his might, but for his wisdom and bravery that brought harmony to the Enchanted Valley.